There's always something here, you know? Yeah.
Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Pleasant good morning to you. This is Patrick Timpone, and a happy new you. It's January 3rd, 2019. Second show of the new year, if you're into that kind of thing. Good to have you. We broadcast live every morning, 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time. Give or take a few minutes, 11 a.m. And good to have you here. Listen to the live shows by clicking the green play button. If you're listening to this on a podcast on OneRadioNetwork.com, and then we have about 2,500 podcasts in the bank, as they say, and they're all there for you at no cost, no charge. Put in various search terms of your interest in our little search engine thing. It works pretty well. You'll find all kinds of people and subject matters that may be of interest to you. My email is patrick at oneradionetwork.com, and that's how you can join the show. Also, we have a 800 number, which is 888-663-6386, 888-663-6386. Next hour, we're going to have fun with Adranus, an other-than-earthly being. That's right. And he's channeled by Brad Johnson. He's been on before and always has some very insightful, interesting information. You know, I don't know how this whole thing works, but I actually believe it's real. Of course, you know, I'm crazy. But these people, that they channel some of these folks, and they're here to help, kind of like the government, like, right? I'm from the government, I'm here to help. But, so, when you think about, you know, some people have said, well, you know, that's kind of crazy. You talk to somebody who's actually channeling somebody that lives on another planet. And I said, well, I don't know if it's all that crazy. I mean, golly gosh, holy cow. I mean, if you have TV, which we don't recommend, I mean, you can just go on any channel and hear some talking heads. And you have no idea what they're saying. What kind of stuff are they making up? Do you believe that? So I don't think it's too crazy. That's just me. Well, we're going to start off this morning with a gentleman that I think I'm looking forward to talking to him, because we're very familiar with his product, and it's called Closus. And you know, these kinds of things we generally wouldn't. To be very fair, what they do is they have PR people that try to get interviews with guys like our guests, because they like to promote their product, and that's cool. And they do it around the country, and generally we wouldn't do that kind of thing, because, well, we just wouldn't. But no, I saw Closus. I said, no, we're going to talk about this, because we've used this product and use it today. I have some in my bathroom, and it was brought to our attention by a very interesting lady, Dr. Ellie Phillips. And so we're going to talk to Jim Ratcliffe. It's Ratcliffe, right? Jim Ratcliffe, right? Ratcliffe.
Absolutely, Patrick.
Good morning,
yeah,
sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Top of the morning from lovely Scottsdale, Arizona. Sun is up. Fog the mirror. All vital signs are up.
All vital signs are going. Okay, I'm kind of getting a little feedback there on my voice. How's that? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I was just hearing my voice come back to me, but I think it's gone now, whatever you did. Yeah.
I turned the volume down a little bit so that you wouldn't get so much feedback.
Okay, so you can hear me okay though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if your people told you about our experience with Dr. Ellie Phillips and Closus today, or do you understand, do you know what we've experienced with her?
Well, absolutely. We know Dr. Ellie from a number of different contexts, and she's widely recognized as an opinion leader in oral care.
Yeah.
And she advocates a particular set of products, and Closest is one of them.
Yeah.
A lot of the recommending dentists have a standard of care rather than just a product or set of products to recommend. That this is how to take care of yourself. And we like it best when we fit into and are part of something that is a recommendation about how to get well and stay well.
Mm-hmm. And your background is actually in education?
That's correct. Everything I learned about dentistry, around the dinner table. My father was the inventor of the original Closest formulas.
I'll be done.
But my background, I've spent 25 years in university research, mostly concerned with management.
And then, so is this interest through your father's work that that got you involved with the coming up with the Closest 2.0, if you will?
Yeah, we're almost up to 3.0, but yes.
No, oh, you're almost 3.0, really?
Yep.
Okay, so your dad, what was he, how long ago, and tell me about him and what his interaction with this product Closest.
Sure. My dad was the number 34 licensed periodontist in the United States, and he was also the founding head of the Department of Periodontology at the University of California, San Francisco. So he was an educator and a researcher, and there are a lot of periodontists out there who studied with my dad, either directly at UCSF or in his prior appointments at Loma Linda and University of Southern California. As a periodontist and as a person with a firm grasp on reality, he noticed that people don't like periodontal surgery. It both is painful and it's expensive.
That's not too much fun, is it?
Yeah, and that's not a really great combination, is it, Patrick?
Yeah.
So he began working on ways that you could minimize the chance of needing periodontal surgery through improved oral care products. And when he was about 55, he ran into some health issues of his own. He had heart disease. And so he quit the university world. He thought the university world was stressful. And set about taking up a practice once again in Scottsdale, Arizona. And he invited about six or seven people to get together around what he thought was a solution to periodontal disease. And a number of patents were filed, company was started, and Ropar, and the maker of Closest, was born. And that was 1991.
Huh.
And it remained a product that you could get if you picked the right dentist. It was sold only through dentists on their recommendation to their patients. And that was true up until 1999-2000 when we decided to make a change. I'd say I got involved directly in the company at that point in time in the management of the company. But prior to that, I've always been on the board of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided at that point that it seemed logical that if you ran out of toothpaste on a Saturday night, you were not likely to call up your dentist and wake him up and say, "Hey, can I come by and pick up another tube of that Closest stuff?" And so we began to make the product available online, and Through Walgreens and
I see.
Now, you know, it's in a variety of retail shops.
So at the beginning, closest was a toothpaste.
It was a toothpaste and a mouth rinse.
Oh,
and it today is largely a toothpaste and a mouth rinse. We've got an oral spray and we've got a cleaner that cleans down unit water lines. But basically, core technology spans all of our products.
So what was your father's take and whole idea, big picture of why this stabilized chlorine dioxide was good for the mouth?
For a couple of reasons. First of all, it tackles the 18 plus oral pathogens that are associated with periodontal disease. And that was his focus, that was his concern. So the first decade of the company, we were largely focused on reducing the risk and likelihood of people having periodontal disease. And I can get into the weeds with you, Patrick, on how we do that. But the big picture is that was the focus. More recently, we've discovered, first of all, that those very same bacteria are very much related to a whole variety of systemic conditions. And so we've also focused on how we can be helpful to people relative to those systemic conditions as well as periodontal disease. I might just throw one more plug about periodontal or gum disease in here. If you look at the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, and their definition of an epidemic, it's where 60% or more of the population has a disease.
Uh-huh.
The amount of gum disease in the population is above 75%.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess it is, because when folks go to the dentist, they get their little gum and their gaps and stuff checked, right? And they give you a 4, 3, 2 or something like that. Is that correct? And so if you've got anything, I think, above a 1 or so, that is a beginning of a gum disease, isn't it?
Yeah, the more mild form is called gingivitis. And the more severe form, the chronic form, is where you have persistent inflammation and bleeding and so forth, is periodontitis.
Right.
And the nasty fact of nature is that in your mouth, biofilms are formed, moss on a pier, if you like.
Yeah.
And the bacteria that cause gum disease live inside these things. And when there's no natural process for removing the biofilm. None. The only way that is truly effective is to go see your dentist, see your hygienist, and let them remove it from your teeth, either mechanically or with an ultrasonic. And if you do that periodically, and then you use home oral care that prevents the biofilm from reforming, then you tend to stay well and have less risk of the diseases that are associated with those biofilms, which in the mouth are dental caries, cavities, and periodontal disease, gum disease. Those are the two biggies.
A biofilm, as you're calling it, Mr. Ratcliffe, is that different from plaque?
Plaque is one of several biofilms. So okay. Plaque generally is talking about the stuff stuck to your teeth.
Yeah.
There's also a biofilm on your cheek wall and on your tongue.
Huh.
There's about 800 known bacteria floating around in most healthy human beings' mouths. Not a terribly wonderful topic for a breakfast conversation, is it, Patrick? But we now know, thanks to the Human Genome Project, that there are probably more bacteria on our bodies than we have cells in our bodies.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty amazing. We're a host to a whole bunch of microbes, some of whom are very helpful to us.
But the whole idea that we've learned in the natural community, which is what our network is about, Dr. Ali, is that it's not about going in and trying to identify who these bad guys are and kill those, right?
Right.
It's the idea of encouraging this good microbiome in the mouth so everybody's happy with the bad guys not getting out of control. That's your understanding as well, right?
Pretty much. 19th century medicine was founded on getting rid of exogenous diseases like TB and the plague, mm-hmm. which are single bugs that are external to the body, mm-hmm. exogenous, you know. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about are major diseases that are associated with microbes that are with us from birth.
We have these guys.
The objective here is not trying to get rid of them, but to keep them in mm-hmm. check, in mm-hmm. balance.
So they must be there for a reason.
That's right. So we have bacteria that can cause irritable bowel syndrome that are in the mouth, but they also are very helpful to digesting food.
Uh-huh. So when they get out of whack,
you just don't want them to get out of hand, rather than you don't want to get rid of them.
Right. Which is similar to the probiotic idea. Similar.
Yeah, it's probiotics are trying to replace or supplement bacteria that are helpful to you in the body. Same thing with people who've for years eaten yogurt. You're eating a bacteria culture that is helpful to the digestive system.
All right, stay right there. James Radcliffe is with us. We're talking about this closest product that many of you are using, and we're going to dig into it a little bit more and really try to understand how it works, why it works, and it's always good to know why you're doing something. Sometimes I just do it because I trust the people that recommend it, like Dr. Ellie, and that's why I jumped in. But as you know, we're all kind of all about natural things here, OneRadioNetwork.com. But I can assure you that I guess I've been using Closest for, a year and a half or so, and it's good stuff. And that's the first thing that I do. And then after Closest, and this is what I generally do now, I kind of veered off of Dr. Ellie a little bit because I didn't like the fluoride thing, but here you go. Previously, we talked with Dr. Rulin Zhu about using Pearlseum on your teeth.
You have to experience it, believe it.
Yeah, you do. That's what I've been saying to my listeners. I keep saying, can't even explain this. Just buy it. Just click on it, buy some. Trust me. Just trust me. And you're going to like the way your teeth look. That's what I keep telling.
Dentists, they did an experiment on their clients, and they literally prove, and they literally show the picture every day. You know, when they take it in a few days, their tooth literally become, like you said, like a pearl, and it looks so beautiful and really white and shiny. Yeah, it really works, and it's also scientifically proven by the experiment. And he literally proved it is not only good for your teeth, he also proved it's also good for your gum.
Try some of this Pearlseum. I think you're going to love it. You can try it internally as well. Helps with sleep. Great way to get absorbable calcium, and also on your face. You'll see the green ad there, the beautiful green container. Get the capsules or the powder. Pearlseum. Click and order. OneRadioNetwork.com. Well, this was just an amazing thing to be introduced by Dr. Rulin Zhu from Wayne Blakely, our Living Streams probiotics guy. And we called her and started using the product, and it's really interesting. It's one of the more fun things I've ever used to brush my teeth with, and it's real pearl, just real pearl, and not just mother of pearl, and she's crunched it up in a very cool way, so it retains the matrix structure. And you could actually Google pearl is used for beauty in Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine, and it's there, and it's been used for thousands of years. So, you know, the ancients knew about this stuff, and I don't know if they brushed their teeth with it, but you can find it in, some of the formulas that you take by mouth in Chinese and also Ayurveda medicine. So you can use this pearl externally, mix it with your face cream, and it really is nice for complexion, and then it does add, you know, the teeth are bone, and this is mainly calcium, but there's also magnesium and some target proteins, and the teeth are a bone, as Dr. Ellie has taught us, and it seems to harden and maybe it's putting some calcium, laying some calcium down on there, I don't know, but it feels like it fills in some little grooves or something. So it's making things harder, and as it makes the teeth harder, the light shines in more efficiently, and Dr. Ellie says that's really where the pearl kind of look comes for the mouth, where you're not bleaching it, like, and you look like, you know, Hollywood type white teeth, where this is more pearl because it's the light coming in, which is the natural way that the teeth look white, what we call white, which is essentially pearl. Really cool. You can click on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. We've set it up so it goes to the two container landing page, and you can order two and get a nice discount. But if you only want one, just go ahead and click around and order one. And then I would recommend use the powder. You can just put on your tooth, on your toothbrush, after you use your closest, and then maybe you want a toothpaste. If you do, I don't think you need it, but if you want one, you can do that. And or if you're doing Dr. Ellie's thing, protocol, you could maybe just add this in between afterwards a couple times a day. Really makes your teeth look wonderful. And you can take it internally too. And it's Pearl Serum, front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously with cardiologist Dr. Joel Kahn, 35 years experience in cardiology.
On your commercial break, you hit a hot button because I'm a giant fan of infrared sauna and the cardiac benefits.
Tell us about why you like these saunas for the heart. What does it do?
In Japan, it's a traditional therapy of heart disease to even sick heart patients to sit for 15 or 20 minutes in an infrared sauna, then lie down and rest and hydrate for about half an hour. They call it Waon, W-A-O-N. It means soothing heat. And they've done research studies, like 30 of them, in humans. Anti-ages your arteries and improves the strength of your heart, and it may actually prolong survival in sick heart patients. Anybody can just, again, go to the internet, read about infrared sauna heart disease, or put my name there because I've written many articles about it. Now there's data coming out of Sweden and Finland because they've published some amazing data. The number of times a week you're in a sauna, number of minutes each time, you can just track out how long you're going to live. So very powerful therapy by being in, my favorite is an infrared sauna.
Well, I don't know about you, but if the heart muscles and the arteries are happy, things are good. Very important. We promote the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Special price, not in print, $9.95, delivered continental U.S. Get your heart and keep your heart and arteries in fine shape by using the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Email me for the special price, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. These are personal saunas, and you sit in there with your head above outside, which the Ayurveda people like, so you don't become a hothead. You don't want to do that. It's not good to get your old brain thing. And you can slap some castor oil on your tummy and put castor oil on achy joints, even a little bit of pure pine gum spirits of turpentine on an achy joint, a knee or something, and jump in the sauna and let it penetrate. Really cool technology. They're very nice units, $9.95 delivered. Just email me and we'll work it out and we'll get you one. $9.95, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I encourage you to put Jason Paul, P-A-L-L, in our search engine. And listen to the last show we did with Mr. Paul about the effects of electromagnetic fields on your cells and your mitochondria. And it's enough to curl your hair. And we don't do a lot of shock therapy here because I pretty much just give it to God and believe my body's going to deal with most everything. But as you know, if you listen to me, I like to also trust in God and tie up your camel. So I'm always doing fun stuff to protect myself, you know what I'm saying? So I don't buy into all the fear and all the things of chemtrails and the EMFs, and we don't do that. But, you know, you might as well. If you got the cash and you can do some stuff, why not, you know, just kind of pony up and give yourself all the protection you can? Because we do get stressed out because we react to the world around us because we're humans, and then that lowers the immune system and can make one more vulnerable to electromagnetic fields and whatever. So, you know, once again, trust in God and then tie up your camel. Check out the Blue Shield. It's a beautiful system. It's been involved in research in Australia for about 25 years, and it's right on the front page. Use promo code ONERADIO. You can set it right in the middle of your home, and it actually works on the cells of your body, and it recalculates every 30 seconds so your cells don't get used to it, which is very cool technology. And it's been proven they've used it with animals and chickens for mortality, and they lay more eggs when they around this thing. It's great. And have more chickens and live a longer life. And it goes up about 90 yards, so you just plug it in and leave it. It's a little square. It's called the Cube, and it's right on the front page. Blue Shield Technology on OneRadioNetwork.com. Blue Shield Technology. Use promo code OneRadio and hook your family up.
I love the mountains, I love the rolling hills, I love the flowers, I love the daffodils, I love the fireside when the lights are low. Boom dia da, boom dia.
Good morning, this is Patrick Timpone. Happy New You. It is January 3rd, 2019. OneRadioNetwork.com. OneRadioNetwork.com. Please pass on these links to the shows to everyone that you care about, and helps us spread the word and keep our little business model going. We make money simply by promoting products like you've just heard about, and you buy them, we get a little commission. Other than that, everything's free, so you don't have to pay anything. You just jump in there and dig in and trust in God, and you don't have to tie up your camel if you don't want to. James Radcliffe is here. He is that guy closest, a product that we've been using for about 18 months after working with Dr. Ellie. Jim, it was pretty cool. I got on Dr. Ellie's program after talking to her, and I, you know, as you know, it's the closest and the closest and the toothpaste, and then the mouthwash, and then the Act, and then the what's the little mint things, xylitol in between, and the Crest and all of that. And then I went and did a DNA test about 6 months after I did her program. And boy, there was a lot of, theoretically, pathogenic bacterias that I had before. I did a before and after that were virtually non-existent after that. So I was pretty impressed by that. You know, I get impressed by those kind of things.
Well, a number of hygienists do what's called microscopy, where they will take a swab between your gum and your tooth,
yeah,
and put it under a microscope and look at the bugs,
yeah,
and then come back 2 weeks later after they've been on a regime of home oral care that includes closest toothpaste and rinse. And those microbes at that point, which is where the plaque builds up, are pretty much held in check or gone.
So why does closest just kind of balance things out without croaking the good guys from a chemical scientific standpoint?
Sure. Our ingredient does is basically release oxygen in the area of the biofilm, the plaque, the slime on the pier. And it's able to break up that biofilm with that release that occurs when our product interacts with your saliva. And so it's, there's only one other product, and it's a prescription product out there that can break up a biofilm in that way. And then once it breaks up the biofilm, the bacteria that overgrow inside the biofilm are anaerobic bacteria. That is, they live in an air-free environment. And just like fish in the ocean, when you pull them out of the ocean, they're not going to develop an instant adaptation to breathing air. You
know? Yeah, it would take a few generations.
Go into an overdose on air. So it goes after the anaerobes, the bacteria that thrive in an air-free environment, and most aerobes are left intact. So unlike alcohol, which is a principal ingredient in Listerine, or CPC, which is the clectaminium chloride, which is in Crest Pro Health and a number of other products, and chlorhexidine, which is a sort of used to be the gold standard in terms of bug killers that dentists use that were prescription grade, our product is able to control those bacteria that tend to overgrow and cause oral and systemic problems without necessarily disrupting the whole ecology. So you can have your yogurt in the morning, and then you can use Closis, and you're not killing the bacteria you tried to to consume because of the positive bacterial culture in the yogurt.
That's pretty cool.
Because it doesn't kill everything; it kills the bad guys.
How did your father figure that out? How did he come about that? Do you know?
Well, he was. I talked earlier when we in the last segment about changes in how you go about things, and the original model was you find bad guys and then you put them in a petri dish, and then you try to find an agent that's going to kill those bad guys in the petri dish.
Yeah,
and there's some real problems with that model, but that's what was present when this product was first developed. Today, what we do is we try to grow a biofilm that's like the biofilm in the mouth, because the bacteria that are grown in the petri dish could be the same bacteria that are grown in the mouth, but they're 1,000 times more susceptible to an oral care product than if they're at home in the ecology inside the biofilm, where they're 1,000 times more resistant to an oral care product.
Because they're in the biofilm itself.
That's right. And most of the research you see and that underscore the ads and so forth are based upon growing bugs in a petri dish and then trying to kill them individually, which just doesn't correspond to
the way
the reality.
Life. So then the closest bringing oxygen with the stabilized chlorine dioxide, that then breaks up the biofilm, and then the bugs that are released, the anaerobes, they can't survive in this oxygen environment?
That's a nutshell.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And your dad figured this out.
He did. Now, the real challenge here is getting it to release on time. If you think about brushing your teeth, rinsing your mouth with mouth rinse, how long are you going to do it? 30 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
Or the hygienist would like you to do it for 2 minutes, but not for 10 or 15, right?
Right.
And there are a lot of products out there, including our, I told you we were in G3 and G1, that took longer than the time of brushing to activate.
Huh.
Today, our G3 formula goes to work instantly. It is released by your saliva. It's released by acids that the bad bacteria produce. It is released by decaying food particles, volatile sulfur compounds in the mouth. So there's a variety of ways that it goes to work, but it goes to work pretty much instantaneously, and that's key to any oral care product being any good for you. You know, you can have something that has a wonderful ingredient. You put it in your mouth, and if it doesn't go to work by the time you're done brushing and spitting the toothpaste out, it hasn't done any good.
So, you know, on paper, how long do we need to have the closest kind of swishing around in there?
In terms of the chemical reaction, the release of the oxygen, it's in a matter of seconds, Patrick.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah. In terms of the mechanical, keeping the plaque from growing and keeping the bacterial count down, you want to do what your dentist or your hygienist is recommending, which is try to brush for a couple of minutes, do all four quadrants of the mouth. I use these little interproximal brushes to get between the teeth, a little of the closest toothpaste on there, and get in there between the teeth, because the brush doesn't reach there. Oral rinse is going to go where toothpaste doesn't go. Toothpaste is going to knock the slime off the pier, if you like, and make the oral rinse work 10 times better.
Uh-huh.
So I use them in combination. That's why systems like Dr. Ellie's and others are ones that we think really help people maintain their oral health.
But she recommends having the closest before the toothpaste. You just said that
right.
The toothpaste can help knock things around a little bit.
Yeah. And there are different
ways to do it.
Different approaches.
Right. Sure.
The one we found works the best from our feedback is the dentists who recommend our product is one where you brush. You don't rinse out your mouth with water. You rinse your mouth out with closest.
I see. Go ahead and brush and then do the closest thing to rinse with.
Yeah, you don't want to dilute what you're trying to do.
Yeah. So chlorine dioxide, it has a strange history. I guess it's been used in water purification for a long time, right? And you can actually buy it on the internet right now. Just put in chlorine dioxide. And people use it, they mix it with, what do they do? They mix it with lemon juice or hydrochloric. I know, is it, what's the other ingredient? Hydrochloric, I don't know. And then they create a thing called Miracle Mineral Supplement, which I'm sure you know, which is chlorine mm-hmm. dioxide. And it's been used, to really do a lot of cool things. But what you're doing, stabilize chlorine dioxide is what it says on the closest label. What's the difference?
Well, the difference is that there's a buffering system in our products that make it stable until you use it.
Okay.
Chlorine dioxide is an unstable gas, and you can suspend it in water, but it doesn't stay there forever. And so you can buffer it too well. That is where it doesn't release anything. And there are products that use chlorine dioxide, sodium chloride, chlorine dioxide in water that's buffered so that it requires an acid to release the oxygen.
Oh, citric acid or lemon juice. Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
So there's lactic acid, there's citric acid, there's a number of small or weak acids that people have used with different products to mix it together. The problem with that is, how do you get the proportions right? And then once you've mixed it, you better use it because...
It goes fast, right.
So
that's right. So the original, is sodium chloride that people buy. Then they mix it with citric acid, right, or lemon juice, and they make chlorine dioxide. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. But as you state, when you do that and you mix it, you got to do it really quickly because it'll dissipate, and it really tastes terrible as well. It smells like you just jumped into your swimming pool if you use chlorine, which we don't recommend, and took a big gulp of it. It's terrible. I mean, it's like the worst smelling, tasting stuff I did it years ago.
So how does that compare to the closest you're using?
Yeah, right. Oh, you mean as far as the taste and all that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The closest is just fine. You don't get any of that at all. I mean, you can barely even taste it, can you? I don't.
Yeah, our unflavored has almost no taste at all.
I get the one with a little mint in there, and the mint doesn't affect anything, right?
Yeah.
So, so you say you're in Generation 3, like 3.0 closest. If we go to Walgreens or a local food store in the pharmaceutical section today, the Safeways or something, are we getting that Gen 3 closest, and what's the difference between the original one?
The answer to the first question is yes, you're getting Gen 3.
Okay.
And the difference is what I just described, which is it stays stable in the package and goes to work instantly.
Ah, okay. All right.
So it's all in the stabilized part of the stabilized chlorine dioxide, if you like. That is what we bring to the table. And there are a lot of other products that you mentioned that may contain sodium chloride or stabilized chlorine dioxide, but our patents relate to that notion that it has to go to work, it has to stay stable in the bottle, and it has to go to work when you put it in your mouth.
Has to be stable in the bottle and has to go to work quickly.
Yeah. Dr. Ellie, one time we had a conversation. She said, well, why don't you put xylitol in closest?
Yeah.
And I said, you know, conceptually, that's a terrific idea. Xylitol as a good antibacterial natural ingredient. But it is also a natural alcohol. That's why it's xylitol, O-L, you know.
Oh.
And it interacts with chlorine dioxide. So you wouldn't if you have a product that claims that it has chlorine dioxide and xylitol, it's not stable.
It's not stable. I see. Well, that's where you chemical
best
geeks
to use. Yeah, yeah. You know, we like spray, for example, a nasal spray and melts that stick to your mouth. And we like xylitol. We just don't put it in toothpaste or mouth rinse.
So knowing what you know about your product closest, do you think the most effective way to use it is the final before you go to bed or before you walk out the door or what in relation to other products?
Yeah. I think I would say all of the above. Here's the thing from our vantage point, Patrick. You go in, you get your teeth cleaned by the dentist, and then you want to take a regime that's going to keep your mouth as clean and healthy as possible till the next visit. And if you use a toothpaste for 2 minutes, and do all four quadrants, and if you use a mouth rinse for 30 seconds to 1 minute, in whatever combination, you're going to, next time you go see the dentist or the hygienist, they're going to say, well, what have you been doing? Because they're responsible for removing the plaque biofilm from your teeth, the tartar and calculus, which are basically the dying and dead biofilm, that are adherent to the teeth. And if you don't get rid of those, you get increased disease. So it's more in the orchestration between you and your dentist to make sure that you're seeing them frequently enough to remove plaque buildup, because plaque builds up at different rates in different people, and that you're using 2 to 3 times a day an oral care regime that's going to prevent those guys from overgrowing, getting out of control. And so I'm more of the 30,000 foot guy rather than the 150 foot guy as far as the piloting of this this endeavor is concerned. If you can get that 30,000 foot right, that's great. If you now get into weeds and you say, well, do I brush first or rinse first, or do I use an interproximal, or do I use floss? Yes, all of those things are valuable. And what about, you know, an irrigation device like a Hydrofloss or a water pick? Those things are great too.
And you can put the closest in there.
What you can stay with.
You can put the closest in there too if you want, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, there are very few ways to get down below the gum line. And the biofilms grow down there. So the ways you get down below the gum line that you have control over as it are floss and an oral irrigator. Those are the major ways of getting down there. Anybody that tells you you can put toothpaste on a toothbrush and it'll go below the gum line, good luck with that.
Hold on to your wallet. Here's an email from Lemon. He says, can you ask your guests what the ingredients are in closest toothpaste? I don't think I've ever seen that on the place where I get the closest. They probably don't carry it. Yeah, what's with your closest toothpaste? What's in there?
Okay. In the closest toothpaste, we have two kinds of toothpaste. We have without fluoride and with fluoride.
Good for you.
And
okay.
Basically, the two toothpastes are the same except for one contains the FDA specified amount of sodium fluoride. And other than that, it contains stabilized chlorine dioxide.
Uh-huh.
It contains a proprietary buffering system to make it stable that includes a salt and a mild acid combo together with a foaming agent that is very, very mild that is derived of coconut oil. Most toothpastes have sodium lauryl sulfate, which is
not too good.
It causes oral sores. And it causes a lot of foaming, and people have associated getting their teeth cleaned with something that foams. Our toothpaste virtually doesn't foam. But those are some of the key ingredients. Obviously, water. There's some gum in most toothpaste, including ours. That gives it the viscosity you're looking for. I'm working from memory here, but those would be the major things. You're going to have some whitening agent in the toothpaste that gives it its white appearance.
But not necessarily whitening the teeth, just to give the product a white appearance to make it look pleasant.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah.
If you buy a whitening toothpaste, and we don't make a whitening toothpaste, it typically is going to have hydrogen peroxide
right.
in it.
And that screws up the whole game, right?
To make most people's gums and tooth dentins sensitive.
Yeah, yeah.
So the big demand for products that treat sensitive mouths, including ours. Some of the drivers behind that are people who've used whitening products or gone to the dentist and had a whitening procedure where they've been exposed to a lot of hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah. And Dr. Ali taught us, and it's something I used for years, that's really not a good thing if you want to keep this microbiome balanced and happy, because they'll just kill off a lot of stuff, kind of carpet bomb your mouth.
That's right. That's correct.
Which we don't want. Do you have chalk and glycerin in your toothpaste?
We do not.
Good. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, it's going to react with chlorine dioxide, so uh-huh. It's not going to add to the stability.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have a moisturizing agent.
I interviewed a dentist years ago, Mr. Ratcliffe, you're probably interested, maybe, I don't know, in the 90s, his name was Dr. Jared Judd, J-U-D-D. And I think he used to teach in the School of Dentistry out your way, Nevada or Arizona. And he said that he believed in his research, and he was quite a scientist. He had a whole book, I think I have it here somewhere, where the glycerin actually diminishes the body's ability to remineralize the teeth, glycerin and toothpaste. And I've always remembered that since that interview. And I don't know if he knew what he was talking about. He sure sounded right at the time. But I don't ever use toothpaste now with glycerin in there.
Well, it also, while it provides a moisturizing sensation, it can dry tissues too.
And then from Dr. Ellie's perspective, the chalk can scratch the surface, which actually then inhibits that pearl kind of color, right? That pearl.
Sure.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. Well, that's great. Well, you guys are onto something. Good for you. It's kind of fun to be in the, quote, pharmaceutical, quote, game and not killing people. I mean, what a concept. It's good.
Well, we're also very, very committed to helping people lower their risk of other diseases.
Yeah.
You were in your break talking about heart disease.
Right.
And the major contributors to arterial plaque are the same bacteria that build plaque in your mouth. They get in to your bloodstream through the microlesions between your mm-hmm. tooth and your gum.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a little bleeding. They get into the, and they, so a mild periodontal disease can raise your risk of a heart attack or a stroke three, four, some cases seven times greater.
Oh, so
because you've got bacteria in your bloodstream that are contributing to the development of plaque.
So the same bacteria, we know then they can get into the arteries, inflame them, and then that's what causes the whole cholesterol thing to come in and patch up the inflammation and stuff like that. Right.
Yeah, we used to work with Dr. Lori Mosca, who's head of women's heart health at Columbia University and is on the Providence Hospital cardiology faculty, and is a well-respected cardiologist, and she's written extensively on heart disease and gum disease.
What's her last name?
Mosca, M-O-S-C-A. Dr. Oh. Lori Mosca.
Lori.
Great.
Yeah, we'd love to get her on the air. Do you have any contact info or a website for her?
I can see what I can do, Patrick.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
I know it off the top, but let me see what I can do.
Yeah, if you can forward me something. Yeah, so
sure.
Well, you know, we started learning about this in the 80s, right? The connection between the bacteria in the mouth and the heart. People like Dr. Helgen start talking about it, and it's come a long way since then. So a lot of good things happen when we get this little mouthies thing going, right? Boy, it's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. It's nice to talk to the people behind a product that I use. One of our trademarks here on One Radio Network is Know the Source. So now we can add you to our collection of things we talk about that we kind of know you, even though we haven't met you, Know the Source. Jim Ratcliffe, oral hygiene products closest, the one that we like. And toothpaste sounds interesting. I'll check that out. Maybe you might want to play with that too. Mr. Ratcliffe, thanks so much for being on the show. We appreciate for being here.
Patrick, it's been a delight, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, take care. All right, well, that was pretty fun, huh? It's nice to get the scoop behind the products that we use, so now you might want to try some Closest. We don't have a financial interest in it, but you can get it pretty much anywhere. Pharmacies or all the food stores now, like Safeway and the HEB around here and Giant and, you know, around the country, they have these little sections there, the pharmaceutical section, you know, around the pharmacy, and you can probably find Closest there. And I think they have a regular one and also one with mint in there. And it's a great little product. And as you heard, it doesn't mess up all the good stuff, and it'll keep a little bacteria out of your arteries too, which is always it's always kind of a beautiful thing. Well, okay, so I think we're just going to move on from here.